Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We continue our series on immigrants in New England, which we call Invisible Communities, today with a report about one community trying to gain visibility by asserting a very separate identity. Haitians have been moving to Greater Boston for some 50 years, and more have come since January's devastating earthquake in Haiti. The Boston area boasts the nation's third largest Haitian community. It's so large that many Haitians are offended that this year's federal census doesn't allow for them to identify as Haitian. Their only option was a box that says Black, African American, or Negro. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports on how that isn't the only way Haitians here are trying to distinguish themselves.
Rode Milord LeBlanc teaches English as a second language at a Haitian nonprofit in Mattapan Square. Her students are mostly Haitian, with a smattering of Dominican immigrants. She's helping me with an informal survey of her adult students.
Some people, like me, I'm Haitian American. That means that my family's from Haiti, but I was born here. I feel more Haitian than American. And something, please understand the American, okay? Because how I was raised. Do you feel that you're more Dominican or you're more American? Do you feel that you're more Haitian or that you're more American?
The split in the room is remarkable. The Haitians have U.S. passports and have been here for years, but they say they are more Haitian than American. On the other hand, the Dominican immigrants have only been in the U.S. for less than a year, but they feel as American as Dominican. LeBlanc and others say that for Haitians, this has everything to do with Haitians' unique language and formal customs inherited from the French who colonized their country. But many researchers say there's something else going on.
So if you're in Haiti and you look at the Black community here, what do you see? It's hip-hop.
Alex Kantov is a Haitian academic at UMass Boston.
It's housing projects. It's all this thing. So that's the image they migrate with. So it's the perception that it's everything not to do, in a way, between the adults.
Everything not to do.
Not to do. So you don't want your children to go and imitate African-American behavior.
Researchers like Kantov argue that Haitians perceive African-Americans to be at the bottom of the American status hierarchy. So if they're trying to become visible, it's by defining themselves as separate from African-Americans, by defining themselves as Haitians. 29-year-old Jean-Franc Fenelon makes no secret about why he identifies as Haitian.
Immigrants make progress over the years. Over time, we would, you know, climb up one rung of that ladder and another and another. But being an African-American, it's kind of like it's static. There's no upward mobility. And so that's always been my thought as well, that if you say you're African-American, then there's no, the doors are not going to be open for you.
Fenelon and Jacqueline Laguerre, a Haitian-born nurse, say they appreciate the struggles that African-Americans endured here for centuries.
Because if I can be here in the United States enjoying a piece of the American pie, I owe a lot to them because they have suffered a lot to cause me to be accepted and find my place in the American society.
Still, she has this gentle caveat.
Without wanting to generalize, but you have a lot of African Americans who have lost their way and who are sort of at a loss. You know, they are not doing well in society. And so people might tend to distance themselves from African Americans because of some stereotypes.
And I'm sure that there's stereotypes for every race on the face of this earth. So I don't think that helps us at all. We got to move beyond that. That's madness.
Mukia Baker Gomez does political organizing in Mattapan and Hyde Park, Boston neighborhoods where many Haitians and African Americans live side by side. She identifies herself as an African American.
We've got to understand that there are a collective of people that are impacted every day because of the color of their skin, and nothing more, nothing less. When you open up your mouth, that might be another factor. But the first factor is the color of your skin.
Baker Gomez says she was surprised to hear that these attitudes exist among many Haitians, and she doesn't feel like there's a divide among African Americans and Haitians in Boston. But Haitian researcher Alex Kantov says that there is a divide. and that the perceptions Haitians have of African Americans have blocked stronger political coalitions between the two groups. And that doesn't even address the perceptions African Americans might have of Haitians. But all of this means that in the Mattapan section of Boston, there are really two communities, one that's Haitian and one that's African American.
There's no common community space that would bring everybody together. And none of the organizations down there see that as a priority. So you have this very diffuse community, and nobody sees the importance of trying to bring folks together.
Just mentioning these tensions is considered taboo, never mind writing about them.
There's an element of let's not air dirty laundry.
Christina Greer is a political science professor at Fordham University in New York.
In the sense that there are many issues that occur within the Black community that still stay within the Black community. And this is one of them, where there is ethnic tension that still occurs and has occurred for several years. But what I argue is that it's occurring because there are scarce resources and limited resources and a sense of competition.
Greer says one way to build solidarity between these groups is to talk about what it means to be Black now.
We can no longer use this early 19th century definition or early 20th century definition of Black Americans, descendants of U.S. slavery, civil rights generation. But I think the 21st century has shown us that's only a portion of who comprises the African American population in the United States.
It's a conversation that's already happening, especially among second and third generation Haitian Americans and their African American classmates, friends, and coworkers. Rhode Millard LeBlanc had this experience when she went to college. She's the teacher we heard from at the beginning of the story who identifies as Haitian American. In college, she clung to the African American students, in part because they were the only other Black people in the school. Eventually, they confronted her about her identity.
I didn't get mad or anything like that, but they'd be like, why do you call yourself Haitian? You're not Haitian. You're Black. You know, and
so how did you feel about that when they said, no, you're Black American, you're African American? Well, how did you feel when they said that?
In the beginning, it bothered me, but as time went on, again, I realized that it's not a big deal. Whether you know, you consider myself Black American or whether you consider, you know, me Haitian, like, I'm still a minority, you know, we're still in the fight together, you know, I'm still a woman, so I'm a double minority.
LeBlanc wants to gain visibility for Haitians' own American story, and it will be up to African Americans and Haitians, not to mention Black immigrants from Africa and the rest of the Caribbean, to rewrite the story of Black America, making room for all of its chapters. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.